Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The old way of doing things makes sense for some things, like popcorn at the movies. But the old ways don't make sense if you expect more yield out of your acres, because there's a new way to unlock the full potential of your fields, and it starts when you plant Enlist corn. With four robust trait tolerances, glyphosate and glufosinate, plus 2,4-D choline and FOP, it unleashes ultimate weed control flexibility with multiple modes of action to fight weeds. See what's possible for your fields at enlist.com/corn.
This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
For the Hidden Killers Podcast, I'm Stacey Cole. Corey Richens back in the spotlight, a Utah mother of three who published a children's book about grief after her husband's death, has been ordered to stand trial on charges of murder, attempted murder, and other crimes in relation to his death. Let's go now to the hearing.
That's my goal.
All right.
You can work like a half day tomorrow.
I know, right?
That's great.
Then let's meet here the second half, so
yeah.
I don't have to get up.
So we don't have to come to me.
You're not morning people.
Alex is a morning person.
Right.
He gets up and exercises. It's disgusting.
Oh, I hate those people.
I know.
Tough crap.
All in all, I'm just hopeful that maybe some of the officers have to get some of that in there, you know, for the month-old dollars that we're going to have. Like a decompress.
For a little bit, like, sit here and like,
oh, it's fine for you. I'll bring it. I'll keep coming back.
Yeah, there's two here.
There's obviously
I'm not sure.
Mr. Kotradimus, can you briefly tell us your background?
Yes, I'm a 23-year law enforcement veteran, the last 11 years of which was spent with the Salt Lake City Police Department Homicide Squad and the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office Homicide Team, where I was an investigator there.
And did you retire from law enforcement?
I did. At the end of 2022, I retired.
What have you been doing since then?
I started an investigations firm.
And what's the nature of the investigations that you do?
So we do investigations, training, and consulting work. So regular investigations for criminal and civil offenses, training for attorneys and investigators related to various subject matters. And then I also do some consulting work in criminal and civil cases as well.
Do you have any education, training, or experience with forensic digital evidence?
I do.
Can you briefly describe that for the court?
So formal training. I have a 40-hour certification from ZX Tracks. It's a 40-hour training course called Detailed Record Analysis and Location Mapping. I also have a 40-hour formal training, but also with ZX Tracks. As a subject matter expert Cellbrite certified operator and a Cellbrite physical analyzer certified as well.
Judge, may I ask you, Mr. Cooper, do you put the mic closer to him?
Thank you. And since you've talked about that, what is Cellbrite?
So Cellbrite is device extraction hardware and software. It extracts data from electronic devices.
I see. Have you been retained by the state in this case?
I have.
In what role?
As an investigative consultant and to analyze digital forensics data.
And have you analyzed and reviewed digital extractions of cell phones in this case?
Yes, I have.
I want to talk to you about a few phone numbers and just to identify phone numbers of different cell numbers or cell phones you have analyzed in this case. Do you recognize the phone number 435-671-1987?
I do.
Whose phone number is or was that?
That was the primary cell phone for the defendant.
You get kind of quiet again. Can you pull that right
from it's the phone? And the phone, there you go.
That's normally that's not an issue.
There. Can you just repeat that answer?
Yeah, that's the primary phone number for the defendant.
When you say primary, does that mean that there were other phone numbers that the defendant used?
Yes.
And do you recall what those numbers were?
Yes, there's two other numbers that we're aware of. One ends in 1152, and the other ends in 9592.
And when you say that the 1987 was the primary phone, what leads you to believe that was your primary phone?
In this context, it's the phone that the defendant utilized for normal, everyday business. Communications with most friends, her business, that type of thing.
And the other numbers, let's talk about the 1152. What kind of device was that associated with?
That was associated with her 1987 device, but it was a number being utilized on that device. It was a Google Voice number.
Okay. So, can you just describe what a Google Voice number is and how it can be used on a cell phone?
Sure. It's basically a number that you create through Google Voice services, and you can use it just like a normal cell phone. You can make calls, receive text, that type of thing, and it's utilized through Google Voice app.
Now, the 9592 number, was there a device that was associated with?
Yes.
What was that?
It's referred to in evidence as a blue phone, but it is it's an iPhone that was obtained by the defendant after her original phone was seized by police in April of 2022.
So was that phone activated roughly at the same time?
Yes.
Now, speaking specifically to the device that 1987 number was associated with, did you observe a forensic extraction of that phone?
Yes.
And did you analyze that extraction?
I did.
Did you notice any information or data deleted from that phone between January and mid-March of 2022?
Yes.
And can you describe what types of data have been deleted off that phone?
A lot of data. Primarily and most relevant to the investigations in this case, the call logs, texts, web history, and web search.
So when you say that the texts have been deleted, does that mean the entire text threads between different parties?
Yes.
And was it everybody in that time frame, or were there specific people?
Pretty much everybody.
Now, you mentioned that web history had been deleted.
Yes.
And was there a specific date that prior to which that web history had been deleted?
Yes, so there on that phone, the web history for that device, that primary device, was
basically ended. It picked back up on March 10th of 2022, but prior to that, all of it was gone. The deletions that you observed on that extraction, can you say how those deletions were made? No. I would presume it was completed like most deletions are completed on a phone, which is manual deletion. But there's no indication in the software of, you know, any other means of that, whether it was active or remote or anything like that.
Okay. The data's just not there.
It's just not there.
I want to talk to you about a person came up during this investigation by the name of Josh Grossman. Did you associate a phone number with an device belonging to him?
Yes.
Do you recall what that number was?
The last four is 1260.
And a witness by the name of Carmen Lauber, did you identify numbers belonging to devices that were associated with her?
Yes.
And was there a primary number that was associated with her device?
Yes, and I believe the last four, that was 6127.
Same question for a Robert Crozier. Do you recall the number for him?
Yeah, Indian 0540.
And finally, you're almost done with this test. Mr. Richmond's phone number, do you recall his phone number associated with his?
Yeah, last four of 9317 for Mr. Richmond's.
Thank you.
That passed.
Great. Thank you. I want to talk to you about the defendant's communications with Carmen Lauber. Between the time period. Well, let me ask this first. Were you able to determine by other means, besides the defendant's phone, whether there were communications between those two?
Yes.
And specifically for the time period of roughly January 1st, 2022, and March 15th, 2022?
Yes.
And where were you able to see evidence of those communications?
Through the call detail records.
Whose call detail record?
I primarily focused on the defendant's, but also Ms. Lauber's as well.
And what does a call detail record tell you?
A call detail record is exactly what it sounds like. It's a detail of calls recorded through a carrier. It will tell us, tell an investigator or anybody looking at the record, when a call or text was made or received, the duration of that call, and potentially location information related to that account as well, or that device as well.
And who stores that information?
The carrier.
So that's separate from the data that's extracted from the phone, correct?
Correct.
So if data were deleted off of the phone, would that still be available through the carrier?
The communication, the timestamps, and the direction of the communications would, yes.
What about location data?
Yes, potentially.
Okay. You say potentially, what would cause it not to be available?
Time, quite frankly, is usually the inhibitor there, but most carriers retain call detail records for a year to 2 years with location history. It could also be that a carrier does not report location data for, say, for instance, text messaging. Some carriers do, some carriers don't.
I see. Specifically, the carrier for the defendant's phone, was location data available for the call detail records that you analyzed?
At the time the records were sought, no.
And do you know why that was?
Time.
Okay.
Yeah, where Verizon retains location information within call detail records for 1 year.
I would like to turn your attention, if I can grab a binder of the exhibits that have been pre-admitted here, to
Exhibit 33. Seen that exhibit 33 before?
I have.
And what is that?
This is a Facebook Messenger record between Miss Lauder and an individual named Nicole Cummings.
Do you know who Nicole Cummings is relative to this investigation?
I do.
Who is that?
My understanding is that he is a friend of Carmen Lauder, in which the friend is the one in which Carmen received a second phone number from for Mr. Cruzier.
I see. Now, turning over to 34, State's Exhibit 34, do you recognize that document?
I do, 34?
Yes. Yes. And what is that?
This is a it's like a phone extraction record.
And the bottom input in that record, is there any number there that is relevant to this investigation?
Yes.
What is that?
This is a message. This is a contact. In a device for a number identified as Mr. Crozier's number, the ending in 0540.
And is the name of that contact Robbie-Nick?
Yes.
Is that the same Nicole that we spoke of a moment ago?
Yes.
Now, I don't necessarily need you to go through those, but I'm referring now to State's Exhibit 35. In Ms. Lauber's call detailed records for her device, do you see communications between her and Crozier on February 10th of 2022?
Yes.
And you recall approximately when those began?
It was in the evening. I don't recall the exact time on the 10th.
Do you see calls between them on February 11th as well?
Yes.
Also on February 11th, through Ms. Lauber's call details records and the defendants, did you observe any text messages between them on that day?
Yes.
Do you recall how many?
About 30, I believe.
And were there any text messages the next day, February 12th of 2022, between Ms. Lauber and the defendant?
Yes.
And you recall when those occurred?
I want to say midday, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. But those would be contained in State's Exhibit 35, not call detail record?
Yes.
And speaking of these, the call detail records, are these in Mountain Daylight Time or Mountain Standard Time?
These are in UTC time.
Okay. And UTC is what time?
It's Greenwich Mean Time. It's basically zero. It's a method for everybody to basically stay on the same time zone, as odd as that sounds. Basically, you just add or subtract your time zone from UTC to get local time.
So if these are in February of 2022, what subtraction would have to be made to find the local time?
7 hours. So during daylight savings, when we fall back in November-ish, we go to -7, and then we spring forward in March, usually, where we're -6.
Okay. Thank you. Moving ahead to the February 14th, 2022 call detail records. Did you observe any... Did you observe any text exchange between the defendant and Ms. Lauber on that day?
On February 14th?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
You recall approximately how many?
I don't. Not off the top of my head. It's several.
Okay. More than a dozen?
Yes. I want to say 30 again. Seems right.
I want to turn your attention now to State's Exhibit 43. Well, and before we go on to there, I just want to clarify, when you see this call detail record, you're not seeing the content in any of those messages, correct?
Correct. Only that the message was completed, sent and received.
Okay. But when you do a forensic extraction of a device, if those the content of those texts are still on the phone, can you see the content at that time?
Yes.
On February 26th of 2022, do you see communications between Ms. Lauber and the defendant on that day?
Yes.
Do you recall when they started communicating?
It was in the evening. I want to, if I recall, around 5 p.m. or 5 p.m. on the 26th.
And do you recall when they stopped?
About 10:30 that night.
From those call detail records, specifically from Ms. Lauber's, were you able to see where she traveled that day?
Yes.
And was she at or near a Maverick and Draper that day?
She was.
And how were you able to tell that from the call detail record?
So within that call detail record, AT&T is Ms. Lauber's provider. AT&T does provide location data for SMS messaging. So you were able to determine what tower is being utilized when the Ms. Lauber's device made or received text messages as well as calls.
Okay.
So we put it into a mapping software and are able to determine which tower was servicing the device during any given point in time.
So it's the location of the tower that phone is connected with, right?
Yes.
Okay. And down in the Salt Lake Valley near Draper, are you able to see multiple towers fair to say there's more than one tower in the Salt Lake Valley?
Yes, typically speaking, the more dense the population and the urban area, the more dense the cell phone arrays are.
Does that make it more accurate to pinpoint where that phone is?
Typically, yes.
And is the contrary to that true, the less populated an area is, the less cell towers there are?
Typically, yes.
Speaking specifically about Midway, are there less cell towers in Midway, Utah, than there are at Intermeter Draper, Utah?
Yes, significantly.
Now, when Ms. Lauber's phone appears on those towers near Draper Maverick, was she there on any other dates besides that 26th?
Yes.
What dates were those?
February 11th, 2022, and March 9th, 2022.
Did you observe her phone being tracked in that area on any other time in the records you wrote?
No.
Were you able to track her movements from Summit County to Draper and back?
Yes.
And is that, again, just through tracking the towers that she's pinging off of?
Yes, the tower utilization, yes.
Okay. And we talked a little bit about Midway. Does the precise location become more difficult when she's in a more rural area?
In this case, yes.
Okay. And why is that?
You have less towers serving a larger area. So with a larger estimated range or area in which the device can be in, the harder it is to pinpoint more precise location.
I want to turn your attention now to Exhibit 31. If you can flip back there. Do you recognize what's depicted in Exhibit 31?
I do.
And what is that?
It is a depiction of messaging on a device from January 18th and January 20th of 2022.
And the top of that, the first page there, says Corey. Do you recall whose device these images are taken from?
I believe they're from Ms. Lovers.
Can you take one more look at those?
I will, yes.
Could this be from a phone belonging to a Hayden Jeffs?
Let me, yeah, just, I need to look at the contents.
Oh, sure, sure.
Text, sorry, just to make sure I'm looking at the right thing. Yes, I misspoke. These are devices from Mr. Jeffs' phone. Or, I'm sorry, messages from Mr. Jeffs' phone.
And they start on January 18th, and they go to January 22nd.
That's correct. Yes.
I'm going to ask you to flip to States Exhibit 36. Do you recognize the record depicted there?
I do.
Is that for the number ending 1987, the device belonging to the defendant?
It is, yes.
Was there a call made at 8:53 a.m. on February 14th?
Yes.
And do you know who that call was made to?
I do.
Who's that?
A Mirror Lake Diner.
And moving to States Exhibit 38. Are these called detailed records for a number ending 9317?
Yes.
And did that belong to Eric Richards?
Yes.
Was there a phone call between Mr. Richards and the defendant at about 11:09 a.m. that morning?
Yes.
And is there a record of a photo being sent or some sort of multimedia message at 11:27 that morning?
Yes, and that was obtained via Mr. Richards' device.
Okay, so that's not here in the call detail record.
Correct.
That's
it. It's his physical device.
Yes. Okay. Were you able to see what that image was?
No.
Was that deleted from his phone?
It appeared to be, yes.
And were you able to see that on the extraction of the defendant's phone?
No.
Why is that?
All that was presumably deleted from the defendant's phone as well.
Did the activity on Mr. Richards' phone on the 14th of February 2022, did that cease between 11:39 a.m. and 1:32 p.m.?
Yes.
Was he active on that phone before and after that time period?
Yes, he was.
And can you describe the volume of his activity?
It would be what I would describe as normal phone traffic for that device. Calls and texts between friends, business-related things of that nature, yes.
Now, I'm not certain it's made it into the binder. I've had you what's been marked as and admitted as State's Exhibit 7A. Do you recognize that?
I do.
What is that image of?
This is a screenshot obtained from a device of the defendant's phone, her navigation app within her device.
And is that from February 14th of 2022?
It is.
So this has not been deleted, correct?
From the defendant's phone, it was not in the defendant's phone. It was in Mr. Grossman's phone.
Okay, thank you for clarifying. Did that originate from the defendant's phone?
Yes.
Was that sent to Mr. Grossman?
It was.
And was that sent at approximately 9:48 a.m. on February 14th?
Yes.
What? Can you just give a little more description about what that navigation shows?
Sure. It's a typical screenshot of a normal navigation application. There is a location on Rockcliffe Road. The device is traveling northbound, and it gives an arrival time, an estimated time of arrival, and a mileage for that trip that it's depicted.
And on Mr. Grossman's phone, were you able to read any text messages surrounding this time frame?
Yes.
And did the defendant indicate why she was sending this to him?
Yes.
Why is that?
She said she was on her way to see him. He asked if it was about an hour, if she was about an hour away, and she said yes and sent him this screenshot to verify her ETA.
Speaking to the defendant's communications with Mr. Grossman, do you recall approximately when those began?
For the 1152 number, which is the first one I'm aware of, it began, I have a trail, basically a digital trail on that phone beginning in November of 2021.
And what was the volume of text, calls, anything of that nature? Up until March of 2022?
The volume varied depending on the day, but it was pretty much daily communication between the two during that time frame.
And are these phone calls and text messages?
Mostly text, but yes, some phone calls.
And have a number of those texts been recovered from Mr. Grossman's phone?
Yes.
And if I could just have you just thumb through exhibits 29 and 30. Excerpts from the extraction of Mr. Grossman's phone?
Yes.
And are they approximately December and January of 2021, 2022?
Yes.
And if I could have you thumb through 39 through 42. So excerpts from the extraction, Mr. Rosen's phone.
Yes.
And are those roughly the time frame of February and March of 2022?
Yes.
And finally, three exhibits, 44, 45, 46. You can look at those. similar question. Also excerpts from Mr. Grossman's phone?
Yes.
And are those specifically March 2nd and March 3rd of 2022?
Yes.
And finally, exhibits 15 and 51, if you could look at those. Also excerpts from that extraction?
Yes.
And a little bit later in time, March 20th and April 9th?
Correct. Yes.
So it's fair to say around the time that Mr. Richens passed away, there were ongoing messages between the defendant and Mr. Grossman?
Yes.
I'd like to ask you now about the extraction from the defendant's phone relative to the morning of March 4th, 2022. We discussed this at the detention hearing, correct?
Yes, we did.
And at that time, you were relatively new to this case?
I was, yes.
Have you had a chance to analyze further the data on the defendant's phone regarding that date?
Yes.
I'd asked you at that time about movement on the phone at approximately 3:08 a.m. Do you recall that?
I do, yes.
Are you able to say at this time whether that was the phone itself moving or a connected device moving?
It appears to be a connected device.
And when you say a connected device, what does that mean?
In this case, I believe it to be a smartwatch. It's a device connected to the, for instance, the defendant's cell phone that is tracking movement data.
I see. When was the defendant's phone first unlocked that morning?
Right before 3:07 a.m.
And this movement activity, when did that take place?
3:08.
Do you recall how far the connected device moved?
I believe it was about 250 feet.
And was there a series of unlocks on that phone in the next 15 minutes?
Yes.
Was there additional movement around 3:21?
Yes.
Do you recall approximately how much?
I believe it was around 140 feet, 143 feet.
Do you see a 911 call on that device?
Yes.
What time did that happen?
Just after 3:21 a.m.
You recall that approximately 140 feet movement was made before or after the 911 call? So in the about that 15-minute time frame, the connected device moved about 370 feet?
Correct.
Thank you, Mr. Quadrenimus. Those are all the questions I have for you this time.
Thanks.
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
Let me know when you're there.
Okay, I'm there.
Mr. Hill had you review exhibits
44, 45, or 46. You recall that?
I do.
And he asked you whether that indicated there was communication between Ms. Richens as well as Mr. Grossman. Do you remember that?
I do.
Okay. So let's go to 44. And on 44, how is the one of the senders or the parties identified as?
On 44?
Yes.
We have Mr. Grossman.
Perfect.
Yes.
And then let's go to 45. And how is one of the parties identified as?
My princess.
And then above that, where it says under party, first number one, it says from, and then it has owner.
Yes, 9317 is Mr. Richens' number.
So that is not Mr. Grossman.
Correct.
Okay. So just to clarify, going back to Mr. Hill's questions, your testimony that what was included in Exhibit 45 was Mr. Grossman, that was incorrect.
Yes, I was mistaken.
Okay. You indicated that you were asked about the usage on the phone, about whether it was, you indicated it was normal tracking for that device. Do you recall that? And Mr. Richens' phone. Just now.
About normal usage. Sorry, for, yes.
Phone calls?
Yes.
Text messages?
Yes.
Okay. Interestingly, you said normal tracking for that device. I suspect you mean for that person.
They can be one and the same, yes.
The device doesn't do anything by itself.
Right, it has to be manipulated.
Correct.
Activated, yes.
So when you say normal tracking for that device,
yes.
I mean normal usage by the person who that device belonged to?
Typically, yes.
Okay. You have no way of knowing really what the normal usage is unless you review everything, correct?
To the number? No.
Correct.
Yeah.
Perfect. You indicated that when responding to deletions on Ms. Richens' phone, you indicated that it was from everybody.
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty much, yes.
Was there a time frame for that?
Yes.
What was that?
January through March. About March 10th or so.
And that was for which phone?
That was for the 1987 number.
Perfect. Testified about attending a Cellbrite certified operator course?
Yes.
When was that?
2017.
Have you been recertified since then?
I have not.
A Cellbrite physical analyzer course as well?
Yes.
And when was that?
The same time, 2017.
Then a 40-hour cell phone analysis and mapping course?
Yes.
That one was not through Cellbrite, that was through ZX and Trax, is that what it was?
ZX is the company?
Correct.
Trax is the program, yes.
Thank you. And so, separate from Cellbrite, but when was that?
The initial was, I believe, in 2013, and the subject matter expert class was in 2017.
And you'd be recertified in that?
No.
The Trax technology, gathered from the testimony, that's related to mapping?
Yes.
Okay. And is that what you used here?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you were retained by the Summit County Attorney's Office, is that correct?
Correct.
Were you hired by anybody else?
No.
And it was specifically to evaluate the digital evidence in this case?
Yes.
To analyze it?
Yes.
Specifically phone extractions?
Yes.
Of Eric Richens?
Correct.
Of Corey Richens?
Yes.
Of Carmen Lauber?
Yes.
Others?
Yes.
And to be clear, you didn't perform the extractions?
correct?
Who performed queries on any of her phones?
I believe the RCFL did those.
Who at RCFL?
I don't know that.
Who did the extraction on Eric's phone?
I don't know.
Who did the extraction on Carmen's phone?
I don't know.
What about the other phones?
I don't know. The examiner's name is in each report, but I don't know them on hand.
So you didn't perform the extractions. You weren't present when they were done.
Correct.
In fact, I think, if my timeline's correct, you were hired after the extractions were done.
Yes, for most of them, yeah.
So you don't have the benefit of having observed the extraction examiner do the extraction.
Correct.
Or validate the results of the extraction.
Through the examiner, no.
And you don't have the privilege of observing the extraction examiner perform manual decoding methods.
Correct.
Or manual decoding methods in the hexadecimal code.
Correct.
You didn't confirm whether the examiner, extraction examiner, validated their extraction tools.
No.
Let's talk about the Cellebrite extraction process.
Okay.
We're going to go from the device to the data.
Okay.
That, I'd like to be so visual. So, this is a target device.
Correct.
Let's assume this is a target device.
Okay.
Let's hope it's not a target device for my sake.
Right.
This is a target device. We're going to say that this right here is UFED. Okay? So that is the Universal Forensic Extraction Device, correct?
Yes.
That's what it stands for?
Yes, UFED. Yeah.
Your Honor, I would make an objection at this point to this irrelevance. I don't know if this is necessary at this point in time to a probable cost standard.
I'm not sure where we're headed, so let me give Mr. Ramos a little latitude here until I know where we're headed.
Thank you.
This is UFED, okay? You're gonna plug this into this, and then what it's gonna do is it's gonna spit out something.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
I mean, it's not the technical term, but. So once we have that, it's in a raw format.
Correct.
Now, you have been given, when you were brought on, the output, what it spit out.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So your testimony, both at the detention hearing and here, is based on this, on the spit out version.
Correct.
Okay. You have not received the raw data.
There is raw data available, but
correct.
No.
Correct.
Yes.
There is raw data available. You have not received it.
Correct.
You have not analyzed it.
Correct.
You have not cross-referenced it with what you were given.
Correct.
Now, that information was deleted, it doesn't tell you in what you've been given how that happened.
Correct.
Why that happened.
Correct.
Where it happened.
Also correct.
The raw data could potentially hold that. Now, you use Cellebrite, these extraction tools, you rely on them to provide you this information
so that you could then assist, in this case, the Summit County Attorney's Office with their case, correct?
Correct.
With meeting probable cause standards?
Correct.
Okay. In terms of location of individuals?
Yes.
Such as Ms. Lauber?
Yes.
Now, to be clear, I only have what you've been given as well. So I'm relying on the information that has been spit out, but not on the raw data.
Just so we're clear.
I want to talk to you about your validation process. Validation of data.
Okay.
As, or having been, rather, certified, you know the importance of being able to validate the data that you review.
Yes.
One of those methods is possibly to use it with the, or compare it to the raw data. That's one way.
Yes.
Another way is perhaps to use the cell data location from call detail records.
Yes.
In terms of location.
Yes.
Now, when you used the software, that was a form of validating, the Trax technology, that Trax software?
Yes.
That's a way of validating whether the information that you received is accurate.
Correct.
You talked about the cell towers.
Yes.
Now, this program, does it, going back to spitting, does it spit out something for you?
It does.
Okay. Now, have you provided that to the Summit County Attorney's Office?
Yes. You're talking about the mapping?
Mapping?
Yes.
Okay. And is that, are those towers that you referenced earlier, are they sectorized or on omnidirectional?
They're sectored.
When you used that program, were you aware at that point that that software had been found to be unreliable in courts?
I'm not aware of that.
You've not been aware of that?
No.
But you haven't been certified since 2017?
I've been certified since 2017, but I have not. There was no need for research on that course. It's a learning and it's a continuing education.
What software version did you use on for the Trax software?
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
When you did it, was it the most up-to-date?
Yes, as far as I know.
Had you updated it since 2017?
Yes, it's web-based, so it's updated constantly. So you can rely on the fact that if you're updating, say, today, that it would be the most up-to-date software package.
And what about Cellebrite itself, your Cellebrite certification process?
Yes.
There are no requirements
to
recertify.
Correct.
But they do recommend that you recertify.
And then you.
Every 2 years.
They do.
But you've not done that.
Correct.
Along those same lines, there is no State of Utah, say, standard for mobile forensic extraction?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
There's no national one?
No.
There's no international one?
No.
It's pretty much whatever Cellebrite says.
They're one company.
Correct. So, to my point.
Yeah.
Did you review, or were you given, rather, any mobile data sets from the individuals who performed the extractions on all these phones? Like sample data sets, control data sets?
No.
Are you familiar with external enrichment?
I'm not.
You had indicated, rather,
you were asked about the activity sensor of a Apple Watch.
Yes.
How did you determine between the detention hearing and now that it was in fact an Apple Watch?
Review of the download stated self-driving tracking that it was a connected device.
Now, are you qualified in mobility metrics?
No.
Do you know what mobility metrics are?
No.
You testified about the distance that was covered on the morning of March 4th by a connected device.
Yes.
And you were very specific on the number.
Okay, yes, more or less.
But you don't know how that number was calculated.
I don't know the internal calculation process of the devices, no.
You just read it.
Yes.
You read what was spit out.
Correct.
You don't have the data, the raw data, correct?
Correct.
So everything you've testified to is basically because you've read.
Well, yes, and the extractions from the devices, but yes.
Correct. Just what was given to you.
Yes.
Were there items that were deleted from Mr. Richin's phone?
From Mr. Richin's phone?
Mm-hmm. From Eric's?
Not that I'm aware of.
But it could be.
Could be.
Have you ever worked with Mr. Todd Gabler?
With? No.
Alongside?
Alongside and, quite frankly, against.
On this case?
No. Well, with, yes, on this case.
With,
yes.
On this case. And has he provided information to you?
Yes.
Has any of that information been used in your testimony today?
No.
I believe that's it, Judge. If I may just have us a quick second.
Take them all.
Richin's family ever hired you?
No.
Have they ever paid you?
No.
It's the money. I did sound quieter.
It did sound quieter.
I was just checking for a second, folks.
It sounded like my conscience was speaking.
In fact, my mind.
No.
Brit, you broke it.
Last question. Did you want me to repeat that?
have they ever paid you?
Yeah, perfect. What was provided to you by Todd Gabler?
Off the top of my head, mostly tolls.
Tolls?
Yeah. No. Call tolls, toll records from the Verizon toll records.
No further questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Hill, any reader?
Just me.
Okay.
Mr. Rellis asked you about any deletions that you observed from Eric Richards' phone, and you had previously testified that a picture that he sent on the 14th was deleted.
Oh, yes, that's correct, yeah.
How could you tell that that was deleted?
Well, it's not present any longer. It shows a file path that it used to exist, but the image itself is not there.
And so to follow that, when he asked you if there's anything else that's deleted, did you see anything similar to that picture or any remnants on that phone or relics that showed deletion the same way that photo did?
Not that I can recall.
Thank you. That's the only question I have.
Mr. Ramos, anything on that?
No, Your Honor. Thank you.
Can we let this gentleman step down?
Please.
Yes. You can step down, sir. Thank you, sir.
Your Honor, can I suggest, please, a brief recess? Mr. Burmester's been set up the computer.
Okay.
It's been about an hour.
No problem. Why don't we take a 5-minute recess? Who's testifying after the recess?
Your Honor, Ms. Carrington, Brooke Carrington.
Okay, she's present.
She is.
All right, we'll take a 5-minute recess. Thank you. Words of recess. Thank you.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantanja products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to chumbacasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to chumbacasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantanja products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.